today's Mishnah is on Masechtes Demai, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav, and Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph. Today's Mishnah is being learned by Ilui Nishmas, Reb Tzvi Hirsch, Ben Reb Yosef Pinchas Halevi. So one of the themes of Masechtes Demai is that the Am HaOretz, once upon a time, in addition to being not learned, was also, in many instances, not trusted. He was considered a chashad. Specifically in Masechtes Demai, he was chashid as it relates to the laws of Trumas u'Maaseres. He was so chashid that even if he would tell you that these peiros that grew in my field, I was already mafresh, all the necessary tithes, we wouldn't believe him. Daf Yomi is learning the sugyas of Tyrus in the end of Masechtes Chagiga right now, and in those sugyas, the Am HaOretz is not trusted as it relates to the laws of Tuma v'Tahira. An Am HaOretz was considered to be Tameh. And even if he told you, I'm Tahar, we didn't believe him. We still assumed that he was Tameh. The previous Mishnayos discussed whether the Am HaOretz was also chashed on Gzeil. Was the Am HaOretz someone that was not trusted when it came to laws of Choshen Mishpat? And the truth is, Chazal say, Gezel va'arayo is nafshon shal odam mechamdoson u'misavason. Gzeil is something that even people of a high caliber sometimes are going to fall into the temptation of taking something that doesn't belong to them. So you can hear why the Am HaOretz, who's chashid in so many different areas of halacha, would be considered a chashid when it came to gzeila. Stating that, the Mishnah made it very clear that the Am HaOretz was not chashid on gzeila. The only time the Am HaOretz was chashid on something similar to gzeila was if there was a svara to think that he could be Moira Heter and argue that this thing that is really questionable from a Chayshe Mishpat perspective, but in his mind, he thinks he's doing the right thing, and that's where he would be a Chashid. Regardless, the reason the Mishnah was discussing the laws of an Am HaOretz being Chashid on Gzeil or not being Chashid on Gzeil is because that could interfere and it could impact the laws of Demai, which is, of course, the topic of the day. Regardless, this theme was the Sugya that was the previous Mishnayos, and it is going to be the topic of the first of today's Mishnah Yoimi, the last Mishnah of the third parak of Masechtes Demai. Says the Mishnah, if somebody gives his mother-in-law, literally, he gives his shvigar dough to make him a bread, or a tafshil to go cook for him. So the halach is assuming that the person that's giving, meaning the Edom, the son-in-law, was a chaver. He's someone that was very careful with the laws of Trumah v'Tahiras. The shvigah was an Am HaOretz. She was not careful. So the halach is, before he gives his mother-in-law the dough, before he gives her the tafshil, ma'aseh ashur noisim-law, he has to give ma'aser. Why? Because this is one of the themes, that a person that's a chaver is not allowed to give an Am HaOretz any peiros before he gives all the necessary maisers. Not just that, when his mother-in-law prepares the food, he would have to give maiser then as well. Now, why does he have to give maiser after mother-in-law prepared the food? She was using his ingredients. His ingredients he had already given maiser from. So when she gives it back, he has to give maiser again. So the Mishnah says, yeah, mipnei she chashuda, because she is not trusted. She's a chashud, lachloi v'sam miskalko, to go ahead and swap out the food in the event that it went bad. Meaning, son-in-law tells the mother-in-law, will you please make me a challah? What would happen if the challah went bad? So there's a chance that the mother-in-law would swap it out. Now she's going to swap it out with her own dough. Her dough, because she's an Am HaOretz, she didn't give the necessarily trumas and maisers from, and it's for that reason he has to give maisers before he gives it to her. Why? Because you're not allowed to give anything away if you're a chaver without being mafresh all the trumas and maisers. And when you take it back, you have to assume that maybe what you're taking back is not what you gave, and as a result, sim tzveitimo, he would have to give maisers. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda explained, and he said, No. Rabbi Yehuda is being mefarish the Mishnah. He says that the reason there's a concern that maybe the mother-in-law is going to swap it out is because in the event that the food doesn't come out good, she's not going to be happy for two reasons. Number one, she wants her daughter to have a good meal. And number two, she's embarrassed from her son-in-law. So there's two independent reasons why she would maybe swap it out. She's an Am HaOretz. That's why there's a concern. Rabbi Yehuda said that I agree that in the event that it was a Shemitah year, and on Shemitah, the son-in-law gave his mother-in-law bread to make, and that bread was not shvius dough, because that's complicated. Do you have to be concerned that now when she gives it back to him, she's going to give him back shvius though, which has all the complications? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to be worried. That far she's not going to go. To be machlif with Peres Demai, that the Amoritz was chashin on, but on shvius, that Amoritz was not chashin. So we're not concerned that maybe she's going to swap out the Peres that grew in the sixth year with Peres that grew out in the seventh year. That's not something you have to worry about. Hadron Aloch, the third perek of Mesechtes Demai. So the fourth perek of Mesechtes Demai obviously picks up where the previous three brachot ended off. It continues to discuss the laws of Demai. And specifically, the first Mishnah of the fourth perek is a very, very important halacha. In fact, it's a fascinating halacha. A halacha that has implications in halacha. It also has implications in the world of machshava, as we're about to see. Zok the Mishnah, Likech Peres from Misha Inu Inem and Allah Maestris. If somebody buys Peres from a person that's not trusted when it comes to Maestris. In other words, somebody bought Peres from an Amaretz. So what's the halacha? You have to give Maestris. It's what's known as Dmai. V'shochach la'astron. And the person forgot to give Maestris. And now it's Shabbos. And he has a problem. The reason he has a problem is because the halacha is you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas from maestros on Shabbos. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Beya, Tafla Medvav Amid Beis. You're not allowed to be mafresh trumas from maestros on Shabbos. So this person had to be mafresh trumas from maestros before Shabbos, but he never did it. Now it's Shabbos. V'shoy aloi b'Shabbos. And he met the Amaretz, the person that he bought the food from. He meets him on Shabbos at a Kiddush, and he says, oh, Shalom Aleichem, I'm so happy I met you. Tell me, you know, the Peres that I bought from you, did you give maestr? He says, yeah. The halacha is Yoichel Al Piv. He's allowed to eat the peiros based on the fact that the Am Haaretz told him that he was mafresh maestros. Now this is a chiddush. Why? Because he's an Am Haaretz, and Am Haaretz is not believed. So because it's Shabbos, now it's different. So the Yerushalmi asks the kasha, and the Yerushalmi writer in Masechtas Mai says yes. And Am Haaretz is a chashad, and we can't trust what the Am Haaretz says in many areas of halacha. But on Shabbos, the Am Haaretz is not a chashad. Because the aim of Shabbos is on the Am Haaretz. The Am Haaretz was afraid of Shabbos. He was afraid to lie on Shabbos. And if the Am Haaretz would say on Shabbos that I was mafresh maisis, we would believe him. Zok the Mishnah Choshcha, Matzoy Shabbos. What happens if now it's already Matzah Shabbos? Then the Halach is lo yoichel ad sheyaseh. Then you have to give maisis. Meaning, you met the Am Haaretz on Shabbos, the Am Haaretz told you I gave maisis. So on Shabbos, you'd be allowed to eat. But once Shabbos passes already, now it's already Matzah Shabbos. At this point, you're not allowed to eat Matzah Shabbos. Even though the Am Haaretz told you on Shabbos, it doesn't matter. When the Am Haaretz tells you on Shabbos, it allows you to eat only on Shabbos. However, once Shabbos passes, at that point, even though the Am Haaretz told you on Shabbos, the halacha is, at that point, it's not going to be okay. What's the svarim amon of shach? If you're telling me, ain't my Shabbos is on the Am Haaretz, and that's why you're allowed to trust him if he tells you on Shabbos, so you should trust him after Shabbos as well. So the teretz is, because although the primary reason that we trust the Am Haaretz when he tells you on Shabbos is because of the aim of Shabbos, we assume that on Shabbos he's not going to lie, but it's Betziruf, says the Yerushalmi, with another reason. And that is, at the end of the day, you bought Peres because you wanted to be able to enjoy Shabbos. And there's a mitzvah, Vikarasa l'Shabbos Oynig, for a person to have good food on Shabbos. So it's a combination, it's a tziruf between the two ideas. Number one, we trust Am Haaretz a little bit more on Shabbos, and number two, your mitzvah of Oynig Shabbos that we say it's okay. But once it's not Shabbos anymore, now it's already Matzah Shabbos, so now you don't have the second svara of Oynig Shabbos, all you have is the first svara that Am Haaretz is not going to lie, and therefore the halacha is, at this point, you would have to give Maaser, another halacha, or very similar halacha. Loi Matzoi, what happens if somebody will perish from Am Haaretz before Shabbos? If you got to give Maaser, and now it's Shabbos. Shabbos, that's the Mishnah Bey, Lamed Vav Amid Beis. You cannot let it be Mafresh Shumas or Maestros. So you go to a Kiddush, you're trying to find this Am Haaretz, you can't find it. But you're lucky that you found a different Am Haaretz. So Loi Matzah, you didn't find the Am Haaretz you were looking for, but you found another one. Amalo, you asked him, Acha, that other person, She'enu Nemel Alam Maestros, tell me, this Yid, do you know if he gave Maestros? He said, yeah, Musarinheim. He gave Maestros. You can trust him as well. Meaning, just like you could trust the Am Haaretz that sold you the Peres on Shabbos, you could trust other Am Haaretz as well. Same Malacha, Chashchum, Matzoy Shabbos. Once it's Matzah Shabbos already, if you have any food that you didn't eat on Shabbos, lo yoichel ad sheyaseh, then the Halacha is that you're not allowed to eat until you give Maestros. So this really is a very big Chiddush and very important halach in the world of Demai. That even though we don't trust Am Haaretz in Demai, but on Shabbos we do trust him. And by the way, of course, anytime you see a kula in Mesechtes Demai, you have to look at it from the more general perspective of Roiv Ami Haaretz wa Ma'asrin, Hakalin Shebe Demai, and you find a lot of kulas in the world of Demai. So this is just chalked up as another kula, maybe one of the bigger kulas, but the bottom line is just another very important kula in the world of Demai. And again, so many kulas when you learn Masechtas Mai. The Mishnah now is going to mention another time that we trust the Am Haaretz. So again, generally we don't trust the Am Haaretz. We just mentioned an example where we do it, and that's Shabbos. Dr. Mishnah, I'll give you another example. What would be if a chaver bought peres from an Am Haaretz? Okay, it's Dmai. He did what he had to do. What does he have to do? Does he have to be mafresh truma gedayla? No. Why? Because even the Am Haaretz used to give truma. So that's not something he has to do. Maaser Rishon? Yeah. He has to be Kairu Shem. He has to identify 10%. This is giving Maaser Rishon. He doesn't have to do anything with Maaser Rishon because the Levi won't be able to get it because it's a Safik Mammon. He's going to have to take from the Maaser Rishon, however, and he's going to have to set aside Trumas Maaser. Maaser Sheni, that he would have to identify and take with him to Yerushalayim. And Maaser Ani, you would have to identify, you don't have to do anything with it because if the Ani comes knocking on his door, you wouldn't have to give it to him anyways. Okay, so this person did everything he had to do. Right now he has Trumas Maaser sitting on the side. Okay. The Trumas Maaser, Shaldumai, Shechazrulim Kaima. What happens if the Trumas Maaser was Chazrulim Kaima? It got mixed up again with all the other pairs. Now, the halacha is, if Truma, or Trumas Maaser for that matter, gets mixed up with ordinary chulin. So the halacha is, it becomes a taruvos now of Issa v'Heter. So someone that's not a kohen is not already truma. Someone that's not a kohen is not already truma's meiser. If you have truma or truma's meiser that gets mixed up with chulin, it's no different than if you have nevela that gets mixed up with chulin. Where the halacha is that you have to deal with the laws of taruvos. Now the basic laws of taruvos state that anytime you have a mixture of something that's asr and something that's mutter, if you have 60 times of the dover and mutter keneged the iser, then we say the iser is batel b'shishim, and the halacha is you're allowed to eat the whole taruvos. There are, however, different types of taruvos where the mixture, the ratio, the proportion is not 60 to 1. One of those examples is trumas. Trumas talach is, it has to be 100 times in order for it to be batal. Trumas batal b'mei of the echad, which means that if you have 100 times of heter and one time of truma, that's when it's going to be batal. But if the ratio was less than 100 to 1, the halacha is that it's not going to be batal, the entire taruvus is going to be awesome. That's true for truma. It's also true for trumas meiser. So what happened over here? Yeah, trumas meiser shaldmai. Person was mafrish trumas meiser from his dmai. Shechazulum kaima, and it got mixed up. And you don't have 100 times of chulin keneged the trumas meiser. So what essentially is going to be the halacha? This whole taruvus is a problem. You can't deal with it. You're going to have to give it to a kayin. You can't eat it. There's an issue. Rav Shimon Shazuri said, Af b'chayl, even if this happens on a weekday, meaning not only on Shabbos when we always trust the Am Haaretz, but even if it happens on a weekday, shoyalei, go ask the Am Haaretz if he gave Maaser, and if he says he did, oichlei apiv, you'd be allowed to eat it based on his testimony. Meaning, Rav Shimon Shazuri said, before you get rid of this whole big taruvus, there's an etzah. Go to the Am Haaretz and ask him, did you give Maaser? If he says he gave Maaser, then this whole problem is not a problem. Why? Because what's the issue? You were mafresh Maaser Rishon. From the Maaser Rishon, you were mafresh Trumas Maaser. And now it's dimua. Now you have a big taruvas. Well, it's only a taruvas if the Trumas Maaser is really Trumas Maaser. And the Trumas Maaser is only Trumas Maaser if the Am Haaretz really didn't give Trumas Maaser. But if the Am Haaretz would have given all the Maasers before he sold it to you, so then you didn't have to do what you did. It would come out to Trumas Maaser, not really Trumas Maaser. So says Rav Shimon Shazuri, I trust the Am Haaretz to go and tell you that he gave Trumas Maaser already, and if that's what he says, that means your Trumas Maaser is not Trumas Maaser, that means you don't really have a taruvus of Issa v'Heter, and if that's the case, you don't have to worry about it. So why would we trust Am Haaretz now? What's going on here? I thought we never trust Am Haaretz. In the Reisha, the Mishnah, we trusted the Am Haaretz. Why? Because it was Shabbos, Ema Shabbos Olav, with a tziruf of the fact that there's also an inyan of Oynik Shabbos, so therefore on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat when the Am Haaretz told you on Shabbos. Tziruf of you want to eat on Shabbos to be mekayim your mitzvah. The Am Haaretz is a shtickle afraid of Shabbos. Demai is a chumrah. So therefore, over there we're going to trust it. But what about this? This has nothing to do with Shabbos. So he says the Yerushalmi, this is based on something else. Just like there's a svar of Emas Shabbos is on the Am Haaretz, Emas Dimua is on the Am Haaretz as well. The Am Haaretz was choshen on Meiser. But remember, he wasn't choshen on Truma. The Am Haaretz gave Truma. They were more scared of Truma. So the Am Haaretz would not play games with Truma. When you come to the Am Haaretz and you tell him, I have Truma's Meister that got mixed up in the Taruvas, Emas Dimua al Am Haaretz. He's going to be afraid. Because now we're dealing with the laws of Truma. And Truma is something that he takes much, much more seriously. And it's for that reason, says the Yerushalmi, we're going to trust Am Haaretz. Abazok the Yerushalmi, here too, it's Betziruf another Svara. And that is, at the end of the day, this person, if we doesn't trust Am Haaretz, he's going to lose a whole big matzav this whole taruvus. So it's a combination of the fact that there's emas dimua on the amaretz, plus the fact that you're going to end up losing a lot of money. It's for that reason that we trust him. So this mishnah, the first mishnah of the fourth parak of Masechtas Demai, essentially is saying two major kulois as it relates to the halacha of the amaretz. Generally speaking, we don't trust the amaretz. That's the theme. But at the same time, there were some times we did. Number one, on Shabbos. And number two, if there was a situation of Dimua. The reason is, in both cases, really, it's a tzirif of two svaras. Shabbos, we trust him because he's afraid. Emas Shabbos Olav. And therefore, on Shabbos, where you have a mitzvah on Shabbos, you can go ahead and you can rely on him. As it relates to Dimua, Emas Dimua Olav. Why? Because Truma is something that he took seriously. Baharai, they used to always be mafresh Truma. So Truma's mice is something he took seriously. And when you have Dimua, so right now it's in a whole mixture of Taruvas, where if you don't trust Amaretz, you're going to end up with a real hefsid. The halacha is you can trust them.